I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. U.S. President Joe Biden announced more than $8 billion in additional aid to Ukraine during a visit by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to Washington on Thursday. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
We have a strong security agreement with the United States, and we are grateful for it, and we will fully implement it.
The aid will include the first shipment of a precision-guided glide bomb, a medium-range missile that gives Ukraine a major weapons upgrade.
Mr. President, can you
read into
this war?
Of course we have to.
Earlier, Zelensky was at the Capitol to meet with Democratic and Republican lawmakers. The Ukrainian president has faced rising criticism from some Republican leaders, including presidential candidate Donald Trump. Trump said he would meet with Zelensky on Friday in New York. This after telling a campaign rally in North Carolina this week, quote, "We continue to give billions of dollars to a man who refused to make a deal. In the 2.5 years since Russia began its full-scale invasion, Congress has approved nearly $175 billion of aid and military assistance for Ukraine and allied nations. Many lawmakers say they expect Washington will need to approve more money to help Kyiv within the next several months."
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Thursday Israel will continue striking Hezbollah with full force, dimming hopes for a ceasefire. Hundreds have been killed in Lebanon this week as Israel dramatically escalated strikes, saying it is targeting Hezbollah's military capacities. Israeli leaders say they are determined to stop more than 11 months of cross-border fire by the militant group. This is VOA News.